Air It Out is on the air.
The Packers season is over. The University of Wisconsin men's basketball team, they got a big overtime win this weekend over the Minnesota Golden Gophers, 78-76 in overtime. And Ethan Happ had a game that nobody's had, or a stat line that nobody's had in a really, really long time. Joined now by Evan Flood, 247sports.com. We'll check in on the Badgers. Evan, how are you this morning?
Great, thanks for having me.
You bet. So, Ethan Happ, not a bad game. 25 points, 12 rebounds, 6 assists, and 5 blocks. The first major conference player to do that since 2003. What a day for Ethan Happ.
Yeah, and I was surprised at how easily he was able to generate baskets inside. I think it was Wisconsin assistant coach Joe Krabanoff who said earlier in the week that Minnesota's Reggie Lynch would be the best post defender he'd face all season. And, you know, maybe he was right, but right from the get-go, even when Happ was struggling and started, I think, 2 of 6 in the first half, I mean, he was pushing Lynch right underneath the hoop and getting pretty much every look he wanted. He just couldn't finish. So you had a feeling like if Happ could just start converting those, Wisconsin would be in good shape. Obviously, the game much closer than they would have liked with such a stout performance from Happ across the board. One of the most dominating, I think, we've seen in this program in a long time. But, you know, for him to do that to Minnesota, who, you know, the top RPI team in the Big Ten coming into Saturday, one of the top defensive teams in the country, in terms of field goal percentage defense, in terms of scoring defense, and certainly in terms of interior defense, that was just something else.
Yeah, you know, and it's never easy over there at Williams Arena either, as we know. That, you know, you throw in the mix of the whole border battle, Wisconsin, Minnesota, that crazy situation with the old throwback gym there. And from my understanding, the place was sold out for the first time in a couple of years, so they're hanging from the rafters.
Yeah, it was a really neat atmosphere, and you know Minnesota can certainly thank Wisconsin fans for getting that thing sold out. There were definitely a couple thousand Badger fans making quite a bit of noise in that as well. But it was just a tremendous atmosphere, especially when you consider the back and forth game. I mean, the Badger fans were making tons of noise after Wisconsin scored, and then Minnesota. I mean, that place was rocking pretty much after every basket. So that was one of the truly great college basketball environments that night.
Evan Flood here on The Fan from 247sports.com. So you look at the Big Ten right now, the Badgers and Maryland both 5-1. You've got Northwestern and Purdue sitting there at 5-2. Indiana, Michigan State 4-3, but Indiana, a big loss for the rest of the season with OG being out of there. So how do you see the Big Ten stacking up right now? Who's for real? Who's not?
Well, I think you look at the top two teams and consider them the favorites right now, and that'll be a huge matchup in February when Maryland comes to Wisconsin. You know, I'm not really sold on anybody else yet. You know, I'm still trying to figure out, you know, is the Big Ten just really good top to bottom and everyone's just beating up on each other, or is it just really weak? And that's kind of resulting in kind of this clouded upper half of the conference right now, you know, with so many teams just sitting with 2 and 3 losses, but, you know, still within striking distance of Wisconsin and Maryland. I do think those two teams are the best two. I've thought for a while that Purdue might have been in there, but, you know, you just never seem to know what you're going to get with them, especially with their backcourt. They're very good up front with Caleb Swanigan and Isaac Toss, but yeah, you know, that backcourt seems to disappear time and time again, you know, any other game that they play. I think, you know, if Wisconsin has to face Purdue, I think that's the worst matchup for them in the Big Ten. I think Wisconsin's the better team. I just think Purdue is the most difficult matchup for them. So I would expect Wisconsin or Maryland to either win the Big Ten, because I think, you know, you look at the schedules of those two teams as well. I think the most favorable, Purdue has to play Indiana twice, which is a rivalry game for them and won't be easy. I think you look to that February game, Maryland at Wisconsin, and the winner may take the conference.
You know, it always seems, though, that maybe once and possibly twice, because the Big Ten winner usually has a few losses, that maybe you lose to somebody that you wouldn't expect to. And Northwestern, what about them? How about that win over Ohio State at Ohio State? What, that's the first time since, what, 77 that they won at Ohio State?
Yeah, and they're an intriguing team as well, just because I think they have 3 or 4 guys that I think can play with anybody of their position in the Big Ten. Bryant McIntosh, one of the most underrated point guards in the Big Ten, just a terrific mid-range scorer and kind of has that flashy passing ability that, you know, brings the crowd to its feet. I like their forward wing combos of Vic Law and Scotty Lindsey, both guys capable of exploding for 20 points on any given night. The thing I think, you know, you question when you look at them versus a Wisconsin, a Maryland, or even a Purdue is the depth going to be there? You know, can that kind of big three that they have carry them throughout the grind of the Big Ten season? I think that'll be the biggest question for them going forward. But they definitely are, you know, one of those teams that, you know, any given night, like I said, they can beat anybody in this conference.
Evan, I want to ask you before we let you go about a Badger in the Big Ten making some noise right now. Sam Decker got his first career start. He had a couple big games this last week. One game he dropped 30 points, but seems to be coming into his own his second season.
Yeah, and, you know, you kind of always felt when he was at Wisconsin, like, you know, his game would translate more to the NBA, just the style he played with, like to get up and down. A guy, you know, who's 6'8", 6'9", kind of has a knack for those fadeaway, fall-away jumpers. A guy that in transition would be tough to stop, even at the NBA level, would get him in space. And, you know, it was really great to see him get his first start, and then not only that, but go for 30 points. I believe they're at Milwaukee tonight, if I'm not mistaken. So that'd be a cool event to go to. I'm assuming he'll get the start there in front of kind of his home crowd a little bit. But yeah, he's doing great things in the NBA right now. You know, remember this? He sat out last year with a back injury. He didn't really get to play all that much. I think he was just active in just a few games before he shut it down. So, you know, with his contract expiring, I think after next year, Houston has an option on him. I would expect them to pick that up. But he's definitely going to earn himself quite a lot of money, especially when you look at the new free agent money being thrown around. I would imagine a guy like Decker, who's, what, 21 years old and starting to come into his own in the NBA, you know, there'll be a nice little bidding war for him, you know, when his contract in Houston's up.
Awesome. Hey, great stuff, Evan. Couple games before, I think it's Penn State and then Rutgers, and then we'll talk to you next week on Monday, all right?
That sounds good. Thanks.
Hey, thanks, Evan.
Evan Flood, 247sports.com. There's some positivity. The Badgers got to win overtime.
I'm not sure that's going to salve the wounds of Packer Nation.
Maybe this will. One team, one quarterback, just appeared in his 11th conference championship game, and now he's going to appear in his 7th Super Bowl. Unfortunately, his name is not Aaron Rodgers, so yeah, that would be Tom Brady. And the Patriots are ridiculous, and this is Air It Out on The Fan.